a little child will maybe be raised in a loving home now, and get to hear the gospel and be saved. That's good news, and I'm thankful for it. Anything else before we might try to read a little scripture? Y'all pray for us. Got a thought on our heart this morning. And Brother Marty, when he started preaching this morning, he read from Ephesians chapter 5, and I thought, oh, no. But his was a different part. God knows. But we're going to take a reading lesson from Ephesians chapter 5. I often read these in the weddings. We want to look at it just a little different way today, but we want to talk about the love of Christ for the church and the love we should have for Christ, and then also us being the body of Christ, and I pray we'll be Christ-like, the love we should have for the church also. So that's where our thoughts. But I'm going to start, I usually start reading a little later, but I'm going to start a little quicker because I hope and pray that some of these things will help us in this. Speaking to yourselves in the 19th verse, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and our Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. Why submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord? For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, the church is subject unto Christ. So let the wives be unto their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that it might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having a spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives and their own bodies, and he that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished it and cherished it, even as the Lord the church. For we are the members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall join unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. And as we said earlier, I want us to kind of look at husbands, love your wives, even as Christ, wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, we realize Christ gave his life for the church, literally gave his life. He didn't only die for a lost and dying world, in which he did, but he died for his church also, and that was the price he paid for his church. But what I want us to look at, and I believe we need to love the Lord with all our heart. He needs to be number one in everything. But today, we've had three people join just during this revival, and we had one join. We're waiting on a couple different letters right now. And I pray that we'd get a little understanding how we should love the church. I believe we should give our life to the church. Now, I'm not saying to go out here and just, Christ is the only one who can give that price. But we should dedicate our lives to the Lord and to the church. And I believe if we'll do that, God will bless us. I believe that in all my heart. I want to take for text, and then we're going to try to get in our message. A lot of times when we're got new members, I try to preach along this way. I can't help it. I believe they need to understand some of the things they're entering into, and some of the things God expects from them, and some of the things we as church members expect from them. And if we don't do that, we give them a church covenant. But I believe we also need to tell them by the Word of God, which I believe that right there is inspired by the Word of God, and that's how it's laid out. But I think it's our job to teach them. But it says in the 11th chapter of Acts where it told where they was first called Christians. And when he found him and brought him into the Antioch, and it's talking about Barnabas bringing Saul there unto Antioch. He found him and brought him unto the Antioch, and it come to pass that the whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were first called Christians, they were called Christians first in Antioch. And the reason that was being, it wasn't because they took up just the name, wanted to be called that, but they was called that for a reason, and the reason being because they had they acted, or didn't just act, they lived their lives according to being like Christ. People could see Christ in them. They seen all the qualities that Christ had in them, and they was first called Christians. And we as being Christians should be Christ-like. And if we say we're Christ-like and we don't love the church and we're not willing to sacrifice for the church and not be a servant to the church, then we're not Christ-like. I'll just tell you right now, I hear people say all the time, I can serve the Lord outside the church just as well as I can in the church, and that's a lie. That's a lie. The truth ain't in it. The Lord desires you to be in His church, and the Lord desires you to serve Him in that body and that manner. And I believe there comes a day there will be some choosing in there. I believe if you've been saved by God's grace, He don't want to save you and then you go out in the world. You will never make me believe that. I believe His desire is for you to serve Him. And one of the first things you need to do is following Him, unite with the church, and being baptized. And I want you to realize there will be some choosing later on, but He'll choose out of that body a perfect bride. He will cleanse it and will get one without spot or blemish. If you want to look at a choosing, there's where the choosing's done. It's when He comes and gets her. He'll take out of it then what has served Him and what is without spot or blemish. But now, listen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says, for as the body is one, hath many members, and all the members of the body being many are one in body, so is in Christ. For by the Spirit are we all baptized in one body, whether it be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bound or free, and have been all made drink into the Spirit. Listen to me. I'm going to stop right here, and you say, well, that's been baptized by the Spirit. I want you to know, if the church is doing the baptizing, it is by the Spirit. The Comforter come in the way of the Holy Spirit and gave only the church authority to baptize. So we're baptized through the Comforter and the Holy Spirit. And when we say it's not talking about that, then we're wrong. The church has that authority. And it's through the Holy Spirit that come down on the day of Pentecost through the Comforter. The universal church people that say that we're not individual, local, independent bodies that you can see will say that's got to do when you're saved and you're put in the church that way through the Holy Spirit. I don't believe that. You can believe what you want to. I still believe in the old time missionary Baptist way. I still believe that we have the authority to baptize through the Holy Spirit that came in the way of the Comforter on the day of Pentecost. And that's how they're baptized in that same Spirit. For by one Spirit we are baptized in the body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, we be bound or free, don't matter what you are. I want you to realize
He come and died for that church. He come and died for lost people. And honey, he's wanting you. He's wanting you to unite with his church and be a part of it and serve him. And then someday, after a while, if you can keep your old garments spotless and serve him and labor in his church, someday after a while, he will choose you out of that body to be his bride. For there, the body is not one member, but many. Listen. For if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not of the eye, is it not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where the hearing? If the whole were a hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members and every one of them in the body as it pleased him. And I believe God does that. I believe, I love the Lord, led this young man here Sunday to come up and unite with the church. I believe God led my daughter here a while back by the month ago to come up and present herself. And I even believe by the Holy Spirit and then by the Word of God, he led my son-in-law to unite with the church and little Sarah the other night. I believe that. I don't believe they contradict each other. I believe the Word of God teaches it, and I believe the Spirit of God draws it. And I believe it that way. You can believe it the way you want to. But he don't only set them in the body as it pleases him where he's leading them to. If you're going to read, he's giving them a job. Every one of them has a job. He's not leading you here at the hilltop not to do anything. He's leading you here to work. Now, what your work's going to be, that's between you and God. But he's giving you one. He said, now listen, what we're talking about here, we're talking about a body that's made up of different members. And he goes on and explains that. He makes it clear. But now are many members, yet but one body. What's the body? The body is Christ. I want you to think, no one thing in common every one of us better have. We better have the heart of Christ. If we don't have that, then we're in trouble. That's one thing, but we can't see that. But the rest of the body, the parts that you can see, are there, and you've got a job to do. Now there are many members, but one body. The eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head unto the feet, I have no need of you. Listen to me, we need every one of them. We need them all. I don't care if they're the youngest member or the oldest one. For us to work in the functioning body of Christ, we need the members of our body. But nay, much more, the members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. You could take away any part of the body and it just won't function right. It just won't do it. Poor little sister Amy, she don't function like she used to. She can't. Part of her body's been took away and it just won't work like it used to. But you know where troubles are, God is going to be there. And I've never seen her yet feel sorry for herself. I wish she was here where I could tell her how much I appreciate her and love her for how she handles herself. We have lost some good members of her body in the last few years. One sat right over there, one sat there, one sat back yonder. We're going to get to the end of some of that here in a minute. But listen, let's go on a little further. And those members of the body which think ye less of honorable, upon them bestow more abundant honor. And the unseemly parts have more abundant a comeliness. Forever comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part that which lack, that there should be no schism in the body, but no divisions, what that means, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And whether a member suffer, all members suffer. We mentioned this in quite a bit with it. And a member be honored, all members rejoice with it. Other night, when my son-in-law got saved, I don't think me and my wife and my daughter was the only one here rejoicing. I believe this church rejoiced with us because what God had done for us, there was some honor there that we got blessed. And I want you to realize when I see a son like Sister Tracy going through what she does, I don't believe she's the only one suffers. I believe we all suffer. Now ye are the body of Christ, members in particular. God has sent some in the church, first apostles. And then you go on down to here. It says he sent some apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers. After that, miracles of gift, healings, helps, governments, diverse sites of tongues. Listen to me. God puts them in there and gives them a job. We've all been on this scripture, and it was in the fourth chapter over in Ephesians, before the fifth chapter. And Paul said in the fourth chapter, he said, I, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, beseech ye to walk worthy in the vocation where ye are called. Listen, with all lowliness and meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit, bound in peace. We're not to have no schisms in our body, no divisions. You take and divide this part of your leg from this part. You take that knee out, and then you got a division. That becomes a schism. And then it can't work. It ain't nothing to work in between it there, Brother James. You got to have it. We're going to baptize a 10-year-old and a 32 or 33-year-old. 32. He'll be 33 before long. He married a woman like I did, older than him. Listen. Brandon, him and his daddy for years, build alfalfa, squire, build hay. They didn't sell 100 bales of hay. They didn't sell 1,000 bales of hay. They sold thousands. They hauled tractor and trailer loads of hay everywhere. Even after they got married, there was nights he would work all day. That man would come home and go to a hay field and haul in hay by himself. His daddy be down and not able to work. And he'd go drive the tractor, whatever it took, and load the hay, get up and stack the hay. He's got a strong back. But listen, just because he has a strong back don't mean that Sarah won't be the one that we baptize today that will be strong in the Lord. Honey, you could be the one. You could be that pillar that comes in with that strong backbone that can hold up and lift up and stand for what's right. Brandon may not be nothing but a knee. It may be his job to get down on his knees and pray for the preaching and for the service. I don't know. Say that you've got to be worthy of the calling that the Lord gives you. Whatever it is, but God has something for you to do. It may not be no more than we coming to the services and praying, but we need workers. Some people are eyes. Some people are watch. Every one of us should be watched, but there's some more than others. There's some watching for trouble all the time. Trust me, I know about it because they're always calling me, saying, well, we got this going on. You know, be careful about that. Watch this. Some people are seeing everything. And that's good, Brother James. My job as a pastor, I'm supposed to be watching. Some people are ears. They're hearing everything. Some of it's good and some of it ain't. If they ain't going telling what they're hearing, it's probably good. If they're listening to their brother and sister's issues and then trying to keep it to themselves, that can be a good thing. Everybody needs a good ear to listen to them every once in a while. Some people are shoulders and big old biceps. Some people are like Brandon. He's stout. He ain't very big, but let me tell you something. Dynamite comes in small packages. If I needed this church lifted up, he'd be the first one I'd ask. He didn't lift thousands and thousands of bales of hay for no reason. He got strong in him. So you're going to need some that's workers. Boy, that's something we've lost, ain't it? Used to, boy. I'm not good at working an altar, and y'all know that by now. Y'all seen me. I can't lie to y'all. I can tell y'all how good I am talking to lost people and all that. And y'all say, Brother Jeff, that's a lie. We've been watching you now for 13 years, and you ain't good at it. And I ain't. Brother James is. There's some of y'all are pretty good at that. We need those kind of workers. Brother Brad, boy, he's really a worker like that. You need people. You got these aints and stuff. Boy, they come together and they work. Boy, it's amazing what they can do. Me and Brandon was watching some kind of outdoor show here. I don't know. I believe it was last week. And there was an aint, man. I believe it was tall as this ceiling. And them things were just working. Little bitty things. You wouldn't think you could do anything. But they were just doing some of the office work you ever seen. You get in a revival. And you watch your children, the least ones that are saved, and the members of the church, you watch them little aints go to work. You see what they can do. They'll do more work than all of us big old people will in 5 minutes, and we can do in 6 months. It takes every one of them. We have got people, listen to me. And it's not because I'm the pastor and it's not because I'm a member. But we got the best thing going I know of in this country. I've been around. I go helping revivals. I feel like I've been on a journey when I get back home. And I love them churches. But I always love getting back to Hilltop. We've got something here special. We don't never need to quit working together. We need to be Christ-like. I heard Brother Barry say this, first time I'd ever heard it applied toward the church. When I first come here, I thought, wow, boy, that's good. How President Kennedy said, that's not what your country can do for you, but that's what you can do for your country. Boy, the Democrats has changed since that, ain't they? And so have the Republicans. It ain't nobody worried about what they can do for their country. That man was worried about it. But Brother Barry said, ask not what your church can do for you, but ask what you can do for your church. I can't look over there. We're back there. We're back there. Their seats there will never be filled. But God is sending us people to fill them. He has sent us some that come right in here. Brother Barry said it, and I'll agree, amen. He sent us some that's coming in here being pillars right off the bat. But we cannot stop teaching and raising up pillars. We need them. We need every one of them. We need you. We love you. And I'll be honest with you, you need us. I've said it before. I've said it different times in this sermon. I may be the part of the body just in between the toes, that little crunchy stuff between your toes. That may be me. But you know something? If that's me, that's fine. If that's all I am, I'm thankful to be a part of this body. And I want to be the best little crunchy things there is. If you're the little toe, you be the best little toe you can be. If you're a big arm, strong and stout, and a good worker, then you be the best worker that you can be. You talk to lost people. You get out and encourage people to come to church. You be a good one. And you know what you do and all that? Keep your mouth shut about it. Don't go tell nobody. And you know what you'll look like to God? You'll look like Hulk Hogan. You'll just... Rah. You go tell everybody about it. You know what you look like? Mighty Mouse. In God's sight, there you'll be, little Mighty Mouse. There you are. You got your reward when you went and told everybody. If you're a preacher, you be the best preacher you can be. If you're a song leader, you sing to the top of your lungs. We got one other day that does both of it, looks like to me. He's a preacher and he can sing. He even brought some kind of instrument in with him today. Multiple talented. I get so mad at Marty Meder, I think, man, why? He preaches and just does the best job you've ever heard, and then he'll get up and sing and be able to sing like an angel, and I'm thinking, that ain't right. Yeah! It ain't right! It ain't fair! But I'm thankful he's a part of our body. If you're a piano player, Sister Helen would say, you beat that thing. You play it with the leadership of God and give Him all honor and glory for it. You be the best. If you're here just to come and pray for the services and for each one, you be the best prayer you can be. You call on the Lord from the time you get here to the time we say amen. And then all through the week you pray. If that's your job, be a good one. I hear people say, well, that's all the Lord gives me to do. That's a good job. I, for one, appreciate it. I need your prayers. While I'm standing up here, there won't be no liberty without them. I reckon I'm about done. But whatever your job is, do it. Do it as a body. Love one another. If you get a problem with one another, you know how the best way to solve that is through prayer and leadership. Talk to one another. Get it worked out and move on. As Addie Choir used to say, let it go. I'm thankful for what God done for us in this revival. I'm thankful for the ones He's led to unite with this church. In the last two or three years, people, we have got a lot of good members. I look back yonder, there's a spot back yonder. There was a man, his wife started coming here, and that ended up being a blessing to us. Part of them ain't here today, but right there on them two front seats, what a blessing. One of them usually sits over here. My bench. I'm so thankful for my bench. I'm thankful Sister Billy Roof was willing enough to give up her seat that she sat there for years for my family. Brandon, I want you to be the best church member this church has ever known. Sarah, you be the best than you can be, hon. And someday after a while, when he comes back to get his bride, you be one of those that's not spotted up your garment in any way. You be the sweetest one you can be. That's what I want for each one of you. That's what I want for me. I do want to finish well. I know our desire in serving the Lord should just to be in the bride, but I want to be in it. I'd be a liar to tell you I don't. But I want to be in it because He wants me. He wants you. He wanted you enough to die and give His life for you. He loves us. Now we're to love the church the way He did. He's come to us in the way of a comforter. He's still with us today. That's my message. I pray somebody will get something out of it. And if you've been a member here, a charter member like Bill Holder over here, and I think Teresa maybe, and Gail, and I don't know, Billy Ruth. If you hadn't already been the best member you could be, I believe you have been. Start being it. If you've been here as long as I've been, or as long as 6 months or 6 days, or if you unite today with this church, be the best member you can be. Amen. Work with the body. Don't try to get tired of the body apart. Work with it. God will bless you and your life and your family. That's my prayer for you as we stand and sing.